I'm a maintainer with the Air National Guard. My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. Aircraft, inside and out, munitions, you name it. My hands serve part-time and save lives. They were forged in the Air National Guard. My hands command top dollar on the market, but my hands can't do it alone. They need your help. Become a maintainer in the Air National Guard, and let's see what our hands can build together. Visit GoANG.com. Or call us at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's the lowest prices of the season on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $1,299, save $400, plus special financing available. Ends Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, John, you guys have got a lot of guys on the roster now, a lot of young guys. How are you going to approach the process of trying to add some experience to this group this summer?
Well, we're in the process right now of kind of evaluating the talent that's out there. Gar's on the phone constantly. It's what the market will be. There's a lot of money out in the market this summer, and a lot of teams are going to be out there spending, but there'll be a tier that goes, and then there'll be some fallbacks. But we have a very good idea of what we want, but we're going to have to wait till the 30th to go at it. But we know we need to add some veterans. But with that said, we also, we have Otto, Porter, and Zach, who are another year older. Lowry's entering his third year now. Through experience, there's some leadership that goes on through that. But definitely we're looking for a couple of veteran guys that can fit well with this young group.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Luke Pinellas in for Mully today. And on August 5th, join 670 The Score for the McNeil Parkins Charity Golf Outing at Seven Bridges Golf Club. Enjoy a day of golf with your friends, favorite Score personalities, and local celebrities benefiting the Turning Point Autism Foundation. Buy your foursome before it sells out. Visit 670thescore.com/golfouting now. That's 670thescore.com/golfouting. And Lou, that was the voice of John Paxson from the press conference last week. When they were introducing, earlier this week, I guess it was, the first-round draft pick Coby White, and talking about free agency. And I appreciated what you had to say before we went to the update about the fact that you never hear Chicago, you never hear the Bulls as part of the speculation when you're talking about these elite premier free agents. You even heard John Paxson talk about a tier that follows, the second tier. Chicago shouldn't be second tier to anybody. And yet, that's the reality, and that is where the Bulls are as a franchise. When you look at this free agent period, what would it take for you to feel good or feel better about the way the Bulls are handling this rebuild heading into the next year?
I think they still need more help at guard. And I know that many feel that, well, because they spent their first-round pick seventh in the draft on Coby White, that they've satisfied themselves at that position. I don't think so. I mean, they need depth at that position. I have no problem with Coby White as the point guard, and I understand that some of the concerns that exist out there about his score-first, pass-second mentality could be a hindrance to this offense. Not in my opinion. I mean, this is a team that needed to score points last year. It'll come over time, but I still think they need a veteran presence to help in that backcourt, and that's why I would like to see them, if they needed to, spend some money on a Patrick Beverly. Hmm. They've got the money, and I get it, that Beverly's a guy who's going to carry a price tag right now of $15 to $18 million. But you know what he does, Dave? He brings with him a swagger, a defensive swagger that fits in Boylan's philosophy. And with such a young roster and now a rookie playing under who's going to learn from the veteran, he's a guy that I'd like to see a Coby White learn from.
I think what you're trying to say, Lou, is that you like his spirit and his soul.
I like his spirit. I like his soul. I like that he's from Chicago. I like that he wants to play here.
I don't like he'd be overpriced. I don't
he has
like
a soul and a spirit, which I think is important.
Thanks, Jim. I don't like the fact...
But they're all going to be overpriced, Dave, because like John said, there's a lot of money out there in the market.
Yeah, I wonder about the value, because I think that when you look at Patrick Beverly, as much as I like the idea of everything that you said fits and the Bulls need, he's going to meet with five teams before he meets with the Clippers again. The Bulls presumably are going to be one of those five teams. When you have, you know it, Lou, when you have five teams, when you have two teams involved driving the price up, you're going to overpay for a free agent. That's the reality of free agency. It's just a matter of how much will you overpay. If they're going to go that route, let me offer an alternative. If you're going to dig in deep, and to Malcolm Brogdon, to me, makes a little more sense, only because of maybe his age, maybe because the investment level would be greater. You know, the rumor is potentially a four-year, $80 million deal. You have probably now with Sheik's relief, you have probably between $24 and $26 million roughly. You could work that out. It might be difficult. You might have to move some other people around. I love the idea of Patrick Beverly. I love the idea of covering a guy like that in town. Malcolm Brogdon, from a basketball standpoint, would make more sense in the context of this rebuild.
Let me throw some names at you. Ricky Rubio. Excite you?
Not really. I mean, it does.
Darren
it's
Collison?
It's Rubio!
Collison probably over Rubio, but neither one of those guys moves the needle much for me in terms of a basketball perspective.
George Hill?
You like what he offers? Kind of the same group. That is the tier on which we're talking about point guards, though.
Corey Joseph?
Okay, perhaps.
See, I don't get excited about Corey Joseph, and he's a guy who averaged 7 points. I get more excited at a guy like Jeremy Lamb. All right, who may not be able to stick around in Charlotte, who's a guy who might be on the upswing now career-wise, averaged 15 points last year, could bring something if Kemba Walker leaves Charlotte and ends up, you know, in Boston or somewhere else. Maybe he's a guy that decides, you know what, I want to change the scenery as well.
Tobias Harris is an interesting name. He's a guy that if he's out there and he's affordable, yeah, again, you're not going to be, he's not going to be affordable. None of these guys are going to be that affordable, but he's a guy that would space the floor well. He's athletic. You like what he has to offer.
No one's affordable when you're in the position the Bulls are in, and that's coming off a 22-win season. You have to overpay.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing I said last night on Sports Talk Live, which I really believe, and I think that when you heard John Paxson talk the other day and you heard him address free agency, it was almost as if they know what they want to do.
Yeah, they've already got something set up. As soon as the free agent market opens on Sunday, they're going to be striking quick.
That's why I wonder about Brogdon, because that is the one that would be a sneaky good move. It would be somewhat stealth in nature. I know it's getting out now, so maybe not. But it would hurt the Bucks. It would help your own team. It would be kind of strategic in that he's not unrestricted, I don't believe. So it's a restricted free agent. You would have to wait for the offer, the three-day period. But maybe they know something. There's always something we don't know or aren't privy to in free agency, in negotiations, and that would be a pleasant surprise, because if the Bulls end up with a guy like that, then you pair him with Coby White. You look at the health that you assume with the other core guys. This is a team that if they need to make that jump from 22 wins to 41 wins to make the playoffs or to be that eighth seed, then you feel better about
it. You think he's worth that much to them in victories?
Well, not just him alone.
I know, not him alone, and you're talking about Coby White, and you're talking about another year of Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen.
Yes.
They probably re-sign a Ryan Arcidiacono, who I'm not sure, you know, is that important in the mix? But he's a guy that'll help
Taj Gibson
come off the get. But I'd love to bring back Taj Gibson.
Is a guy that I
see because I love his worker's mentality.
Yeah,
I love what he's learned and is now a veteran that he can bring to this young squad.
What do you think about Robin Lopez? Where do you think that he ends up?
Got to keep him. I think you've got to do what you can to keep him around.
There's a lot of work to be done.
He was such a good soldier through it all the last two seasons, and you talk to guys in the locker room, the younger guys, and the coaching staff, and they talk about the value he brings this team off the court, mm-hmm. which I think cannot be overlooked when you're talking about a franchise that has now made a three-year commitment to Jim Boylan. So, and they've basically said, we're giving him the keys to the car. If you don't like the way he drives the car, then I recommend you leaving this team because he's the boss. So any talk of a mutiny is not going to work here. I think he fits in. Lopez is a guy who's bought in the Boylan, fits the mold, and is a perfect guy for the young guys to follow.
And to answer your question directly, I don't assign that much value to you get Malcolm Brogdon and you immediately become 19 victories better. I think that it's part of the bigger picture. It's part of Markkanen, Carter, LaVine, and Porter staying on the court together at the same time, staying healthy. You add Kobe White to that mix. You add Brogdon to that mix. You add a veteran point guard to that mix, and maybe you are a team that can consider a playoff spot a realistic goal. Somebody texts in, and the texter asks a good question. Why would a veteran point guard want to be part of this equation if Kobe White was drafted to be the point guard of the future? Well, I think in the NBA, you pay attention that the second unit can be as valuable and impactful as whoever starts the game. These guys, the days of having, you're not going to play 82 games anymore. You may play 60, and that's smart. Look at Kawhi Leonard. It's a copycat league. Everybody's going to be looking to do this load management. Everybody's going to be enrolled in that course next year, load management 101. And you're going to see Markkanen, if he stays healthy, playing 60, 65 games. That's smart. That's the NBA today.
Look at the depth that Golden State put together while healthy. You had all those guys on the court. You had guys coming off the bench who arguably could have been starting elsewhere, but they wanted to be part of that mix, part of that group together that had rattled off all those championships. I think I agree with you 100%. What you're doing is, I don't think guys look at, well, I'm not going to get playing minutes because Kobe White's there. Guys want to be put in the perfect situation where they're going to shine, and if they think that playing for a guy like Boylan will bring out the best in them, it's the perfect fit.
Are you surprised how much confidence and faith they've placed in Jim Boylan in terms of, to make that jump?
Absolutely. Listen, man, I'm shocked. When they gave him the three-year deal, I said, what has he done to earn the three-year deal? But I'm done questioning it because it is what it is. That's the decision they've made. So now you realize that, hey, listen, John Paxson's with Jim Boylan on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And something Boylan has done as a coach, as a builder, as a teacher when he was an assistant under Fred Hoiberg is something that's really appealed to John Paxson and Gar Foreman, and that's why they've made the commitment to him. Again, we look from the outside in. We're not with Jim Boylan on a regular basis. We're not privy to the conversations that he may have with his players sitting down breaking film. This is a team that has decided they need a teacher like Boylan, and that some of these players actually listen. And I get it, that when he first took over the job as head coach, it didn't work. They didn't like the way he had come down with the heavy hammer about the way this team was going to practice. I think he learned a lot after that first couple of weeks on the job. The players learned a lot. Management learned a lot. Paxson will be first to tell you that, hey, listen, the first 3 weeks of Jim Boylan as head coach were rocky. We all
clumsy.
Get it. Clumsy,
yeah.
Exactly. But we all learned and we're better for it today.
As somebody, before we get to transition, who has been around this franchise for a long time, and you covered them during the heyday, during the dynasty, so you're familiar with what elite basketball looks like in Chicago. The question was asked the other day, I think it was maybe 5 of 5 or maybe just in the course of the discussion. 2 years ago, the Bulls traded Jimmy Butler on draft night, and they decided to hit reset and to go a different direction. 2 years later, they have a core to which we're talking about a realistic goal, getting back to being an eighth seed, a playoff team, a team that's sort of welcome to basketball hell, welcome back, right, to that spot. Are the Bulls better off now than they were 2 years ago in your mind?
I think they are. I really do. I think they're more of a team. When Jimmy was around, I thought it was all about Jimmy. Now I think that guys like LaVine, Markkanen, Carter, they all realize that together they're going to bring this team to the next level. It's not about just Jimmy Butler anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that you have to look at the multiple assets they got in return. Even though Chris Dunn is probably not one of those pieces anymore, when you look at LaVine and you look at Markin, and there's a lot to be excited about if you're a Bulls fan. If they can, this next phase is important. The next week is important for the Bulls to execute some, you know, do something exciting to make you feel good about the money that they have to spend, spent wisely. Luke Kunell in for Mully today. When we come back, transition with Dan and Connor. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And right now, be caller 6 to The Score's contest line at 312-591-6700. And you can win a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 6th. That is the 6th caller right now to The Score's contest line, 312-591-6700.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. That goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Javier Baez.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3. And 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
My hands make metal fly. My hands can fix anything. My hands serve part-time in the Air National Guard and save lives. But my hands can't do it alone. Become a maintainer at GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-TO-GO-ANG.
This is Emma. And this was her last piano recital. Because Emma was killed on Interstate 57 in Jefferson County during a crash involving impaired and distracted driving. Emma was 18. Please, drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
What's Wisconsin Dells all about? Well, it's all about water slides. It's about roller coasters, too. Lazy rivers, dump buckets, wave pools, it's all about those. What about amphibious duck tours? Definitely about those. Live shows? About those. Go-karts? About those, too. Family tube rides? It's about time I mentioned those. Jet boats? How about it? Think that's about it? Not even close. Making the most of your family vacation. Wisconsin Dells. That's what it's all about. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
To War and Back is a podcast about three American warfighters.
Right before the helicopter crashed, but I almost went right back into like Marine mode.
We'll bring you to the front lines.
We were just slinging lead and rockets and tanks.
We'll hear what it was like when they came home.
From the first time I took that medication, I lost control of my life.
These are the unforgettable stories of three American combat vets. to war and back. Coming June 10th. Subscribe for free now on the radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans.